Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
This is Extension Today with Danny Hall here on 100.9 WIFM, and we're welcoming to our program this morning the Family and Consumer Sciences Agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Marilyn Wells. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well. Had a great Christmas and New Year's holiday. Ready for a brand new year?
Sure. I hope you had a great time, too.
I did indeed. Thank you very much. We've certainly got a timely topic today. We're going to talk about tips for home energy savings, which is always, especially in cold weather, and upmost in everybody's mind. So, Marilyn, first of all, I want to say to make our home more energy efficient, where should we begin?
First, let me start with a little fact.
Sure, yeah.
In the United States, we house about 5% of the world's population, but we use 23% of the world's energy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to us to use it pretty wisely, then, wouldn't you think?
I would say, yes.
With that much going on. So first, of course, begin by... And it's not too late, even though we're into January now.
But
check for your air leaks around your windows and your doors. And there are things that you can do, such as caulking, insulating tape, even adding a blanket or a towel, if you find a spot that you can put that in.
Sure.
Because a little crack in your window, like about a 16th of an inch, around your window frame can let in as much cold air as if you left the window open for 3 inches.
Wow.
Especially after some of the winds that we've had lately.
Absolutely, yeah.
I thought that was very interesting fact that you might
be interested in. Sure. Yeah.
And, of course, every year they estimate that we lose about $13 billion worth of energy leaks from not repairing cracks and holes in our homes, and that adds up to approximately an average of $150 per household.
Just little leaks like around the doorway, the door frame, or the window really adds up. That's amazing. Yeah.
Yes, it does. It certainly does. And you can, of course, take strike a match and go around the edge and find spots. It'll blow against the flame there.
Yep.
So to help you locate some of those spots. Too.
Marilyn, what about changing a thermostat? What does that do for your heating bill?
Okay, actually, if you will reduce 1 degree on your thermostat, that would be certainly in winter, bringing it down.
Right.
That will reduce your heating costs by about 3%.
Every degree you drop it by about 3% then.
It does. And, of course, there are other things that you can do, too. Everyone who's replaced heating lately, I'm sure, are looking for the energy-efficient heating services.
Yeah.
But also remember to change your air filters in your furnaces, heating units monthly. And then that way you get more efficiency. And also another thing is if you'll bring your shades and draperies in the wintertime, leave those open during the day for the windows that get the sun, because that solar heating will add a little more to your home, too.
It is amazing how much it does help if you got the sun streaming in through the windows or doors, isn't it?
It certainly is. Solar heating is great. And, of course, in the summertime, you may want to pull shades and curtains back keep that sun out.
Solar heating in its purest form, isn't it, when it's just streaming through the windows?
Absolutely. And it's so nice to see some of that today.
It really is. Our guest is Marilyn Wells. Marilyn's the Family and Consumer Sciences Agent with the Cooperative Extension Service in Yadkin County. You're sharing with us some tips about home energy savings. How about these compact fluorescent light bulbs? They help save money, Marilyn?
Actually, in our budget, they estimate that our lighting is about 20% of our electricity use. So if we will replace those incandescent bulbs with compact fluorescent light bulbs, you can reduce that heating cost by the lighting cost
right.
by about 75%.
Wow.
And then your CFLs will last around 4 years or more anyway. So that would be a savings, even though they may cost a tad more, you know, to purchase them. But another little thing about the lighting is if you get a heavy coat of dust on your light bulbs, it can block out about half of the light efficiency. So be sure and clean those off occasionally, too.
Now, that would never happen in my house.
Oh, well.
dust on the lights.
I'm not pointing any fingers to anybody. but just keep in mind, you know, it is saving about, it does block out about half.
Right. So just simple little things to pay attention to can save us some money.
It can.
How about saving energy with home appliances? What do you recommend there, Marilyn?
Okay. I think everyone knows now to look for the Energy Star rating.
Right.
And that can, of course, save you money for the years of the appliance itself. And one, there's a few things to keep in mind, like a clothes washer that is energy smart can save more water. And, of course, you know, energy is not just our electricity. It's also thinking about our water use.
Right.
So, but it can save water over the year's time. And that is a good amount of savings right there because
sure.
they estimate that a person, it can save as much as a person would drink in their lifetime
wow.
over the years of the washer itself.
How about that? Wow.
That's kind of out there, but all these figures are researched and you can find those from energy sources also. But other things that you can do with appliances are keep in mind when you open that refrigerator door, don't do it any more than you just have to because it's going to let out about 30% of the cold air that's in that refrigerator. And, of course, that's going to have to use that energy to build it back up.
I remember hearing from my childhood when I would be at the refrigerator door, it's like, are you trying to cool the entire house?
That's right.
Close the door.
Your parents knew best, as always.
Marilyn, you mentioned the water situation there just a moment ago. How can we use our water more efficiently and effectively?
Okay. There are a few tips with that. Of course, we know that water leaks are not just a drip every now and then.
No.
And you can end up wasting about 75 gallons of water a month
wow.
if you don't repair those leaks.
Mm.
So you need to keep check on that.
Mm-hmm.
Filling up a tub of water is going to take about 25 gallons of water as
wow.
opposed to if you take a short shower, that's only going to be about 7 gallons.
How about
that?
So
you can save water there. And also another thing, going back into the appliances, is the fact that if you will wash your dishes in the electric, now this is going to sound strange,
okay.
but washing dishes in an electric dishwasher will save you 6 gallons less hot water than if you wash them by hand. So it's a great reason to use your dishwasher.
I'm taking this one home with me, Marilyn, I'll tell you that.
Yes, I prefer those dishwashers myself.
Oh, yeah.
But actually, there is a fact to go with that, because over a year, you can save about 2,000 gallons if you wash in the dishwasher
yeah.
as opposed to by hand.
How about that?
And there's another thing that we didn't mention, going back, if I can,
sure,
back to
yeah,
the appliances.
Sure.
Use your microwave as often as you can.
Really?
Because that's going to save you about 30%. It uses 30% less energy than the oven. Yeah. Actually, the microwave is the most efficient appliance in your kitchen.
And it's the quickest when you're hungry.
Well, absolutely true. And there's another area that we don't think of, and that's those phantom energy users. And actually, that's those appliances like our toasters, our coffee makers, televisions, computers, and chargers for phones, all that sort of those little appliance areas. But they use They estimate about 20% of our energy costs can go out with those. So when you can, unplug them.
So as I understand it, Marilyn, if something is plugged in, it is at least using it, even if you're not using it, it's using a tiny amount of energy.
Going out in that. And the more electronics and appliances we have plugged in, they estimate about 20% of our energy cost can come from those appliances.
How about that? Some great tips today, Marilyn. I would imagine you'd be happy to share those with folks. If they had more questions, they can contact you at your office.
Absolutely. The number here is 679-2061. And, of course, the area code is 336. Mm-hmm.
For now.
Right. We don't want to get it's today, that's what it is. 336-679-2061.
And pretty soon you'll have to be dialing all those numbers. That's for another time, isn't it?
That is true. And feel free to call for any questions or additional tips.
All right. Family and Consumer Sciences agent with the Cooperative Extension Service in Yadkin County. It's always a pleasure, always enlightening. Marilyn Wells, thank you so much. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, and I hope you do also.
And folks, thanks for joining us right here on WIFM for Extension Today.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.